Hello.
Hi. I don't know what. Where did that come
from? Who did you
from?
Just try and seduce?
I don't know.
You just tried to get sexy. What happened?
Was that sexy?
I don't, it was approaching.
That was more like. Yeah.
It's like you put a foot in and then walk back out again. So too much pressure.
Yeah, I know. Right,
so what were we talking about? We were talking about food.
Western apathy and
Western
how we eat
apathy.
Too much of food. Well, yeah, I think my lot, you know, my family, I think they enjoy food anyway, but. Mm. Over Christmas, you're given free rein just to kind of eat whatever you want.
Just massive overindulgence.
Yeah, but what annoys me is, you know, the amount of bloody food that's wasted over Christmas.
Oh, ridiculous.
It's kind of, you know, you give yourself that time limit of eating it before the end of Boxing Day.
Uh-huh.
And then if you think about it, because the holidays are extended to New Year's as well, so you've got then that period of time,
yep.
You need to go and buy more food.
Yep.
And certainly in Britain, women's have been in a bloody recession. You know, we've spent, I think it's like 22 billion in retail. Silly figures.
It's ridiculous.
It is, it's silly.
But you've got to wonder, what is it worse in? Is it worse in presents or is it worse in food? Because I always find that people complain about, they want the sales to come for food, but they're still willing to pay exactly the same amount for food.
Yeah.
No, sorry. They want the sales to come for presents and for gifts for themselves, but so they'll be tight on that. But when it comes to food, they'll spend exactly the same amount every year. That's the thing that people never seem to complain about.
Well, I think a lot of places are doing, like, they'll do like on fresh meat, on you know, you'll get like a duck, a turkey, and what's the other one, like a bit of pork breast or something like that for like £10.
Yeah.
Which is quite a lot of meat for quite a reasonable. And yes, it's not. There are doing deals like that where people are just going out and buying far too much food than what they know they're going to eat.
What makes it worse? Deals on food make you buy more.
Deals on food.
Deal on food. So you end up rather than spending a decent amount on a decent amount of food, because everything is so cheap and it's 3 for 2 or buy one, you know, buy 2 for £10 or something. Like that. So you end up buying more than you need because, oh, go on, it's a bargain.
Yeah,
how many times are we out and we always hear somebody say, oh, go on, it's a bargain, you might as well have two.
Well, no, you could be like, my mum bought a whole cupboard's worth of boiled sweets and sweets in preparation for Christmas. Ate them all before Christmas Eve, so I have to go out and buy the same thing again.
Thankfully, we've stopped doing that now.
Well, this year she did as well, so that means she had to go out on Christmas Eve and buy everything afresh, but everybody else had the same idea. Christmas is quite overrated. I'm single and I don't have any kids, and I'm agnostic, so obviously non-religious. And it's kind of like nothing but a spending money opportunity for me. It's a consumer thing.
Yeah.
And I'll buy into that.
Hold that thought. Part 2 coming.